Blog Talk Radio.
True to yourself. Come study with us, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Be true to the Elohim. Learn all about him. Learn in detail. Learn what to do and what not to do. And thus you will be in better shape than a lot of us are, who chooses to lean to their own understanding. and do what they want to do, when they want to do it, and how they want to do it. It's not going to work, my people. What got us in the situation we come to find ourselves in this Western Hemisphere, is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And the only entity that can get us out of this situation is Yah, plain and simple. So that's why it's imperative that you get these studies right, that we get these studies right. And not only do we get them right, that we apply them in order to get the right solutions and so on and so forth. And that's what we do on the Real Talk for Real People show. And if you're wondering who are the student teachers I'm talking about, myself, Sister Abby of New York City, and Brother Cottrell of New York City. And the reason why I call us student teachers is because of the fact we're ever learning. There's no stopping learning. Because learning is essential. And you just don't learn something, you know everything. We realize that, and we want to learn all we can and then some. That's why we call ourselves student teachers. And you're wondering, what do I know about Sister Abion Cottrell? Two essential points. They love the Most High with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength. That's why they're here. And their brothers and sisters as themselves. Another reason why they're here. They're not getting paid a dime for this. They do it as a labor of love for the Most High and for their brothers and sisters. So let me bring them on for you. Sister Abia, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is high. Shalom.
Shalom, family. All praise and glory to Yah. And it's good to be back, as always.
Good to have you back, as always. All right. Thank you, Sister Abia. Cottrell, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom, family. All praise, honor, and glory to the Holy One of Yisrael, God Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Good to be back. Good to hear your voices. How y'all doing?
Ladies,
doing
ladies.
Pretty good,
doing pretty good, brother.
Yes, sir. Yep. We back. Getting into these studies, man.
We back. We back. Well, Contra, any commentary or whatnot to Sister Abia before we get started?
No.
Not off the top of my head. Not really.
Okay. Thank you, sister. Thank you, brother. We're going to turn to the first book of Vayikra. Not Viagra, Vayikra. And it's spelled V-A-Y-I-K-R-E. Not the bastardized version of Leviticus. That's not the true name of that book. It's Vayikra. And it means call. Who called? Yah called. We call, we should answer. So if Sister Abion Cottrell are ready to proceed, I'm ready too.
Ready to go?
Yes, sir.
Let's speak about the burnt offering. Thank you, brother. Thank you, sister. Let's speak about the burnt offering first. Now, Yah called to Moses and spoke to him from the tabernacle meeting, He was in there. And he said, speak to the children of Israel and said to them, when any one of you bring an offering to Yah, you shall bring your offering of the livestock, of the herd, and of the flock. Not one that you bought from the local butchery. It is this offering as a burnt sacrifice of the herd. Let it offer male without blemish. You don't know whether or not that the animal had any blemishes. He shall offer it on his own free will at the door of the tabernacle, meet before Yah. This person, then he should put his hand on the head of the burnt offering and it will be accepted on his behalf to make atonement for him. And this person, he shall kill the bull before Yah and the priest, Aaron's son. Aaron's son shall bring the blood and sprinkle the blood all around on the altar that is by the door of the tabernacle meeting. He shall skin that person, the burnt offering, and cut it into pieces. Cut it into pieces. The sons of Aaron, the priest, shall put fire on the altar. And later, and there was a certain order to lay the wood, and lay the wood in order on the fire. When the priest Aaron's son, then the priest Aaron's son shall lay the parts, and this is in order: the head, the fat,
Yeah, I'm so. You still there?
He must have been cut off.
Wow. I don't even think he knows he's cut off.
Let me see if I can reach him. I'm a call.
All right.
got to do, got to be true to myself. Everyone must know.
Yes, if you want to. Testing, 1, 2, can you read? Audrey?
Yeah, so, yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Thank you very much, but I had to patch in through the phone. You know, rarely we have these type situations, but we're always prepared to meet the challenge. Praise y'all.
Praise y'all.
Okay, y'all ready to proceed? I'm patching in through my phone. Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother, for waiting. Thank you, sister, for waiting. Thank you, fellow students, for waiting. And he says, Aaron's son shall lay the parts, the head, the fat in order, on the wood that is on the fire upon the altar. But he shall wash his entrails, the person that bringing his offering, and his legs with water. And the priest shall burn all on the altar as a burnt sacrifice, an offering made by fire, a sweet aroma to Yah. And he says, in regards to the offering, and he says, if this offering is of the flock, of the sheep, or of the goats, as a burnt offering, he, that person, shall bring a male without blemish. He shall kill it, this person, on the north side of the altar before Yah. And the priest Aaron's son shall sprinkle his blood around the altar. And he, the person, shall cut it into pieces with the head, its fat. And the priest shall lay them in order on the wood that is on the fire upon the altar. But he, the person, shall wash the entrails, the leg with water. Then the priest shall bring it all and burn it on the altar. It is a burnt sacrifice, an offering made by fire, a sweet aroma to Yah. And if the burnt offering, the burnt sacrifice of his offering, this person, to Yah is a bird, then he shall bring his offering a turtle dove or young pigeons. The priest shall bring it to the altar, ring off his head, and burn it on the altar. His blood shall be drained out at the side of the altar. He shall remove his crop with his feathers and cast it beside the altar on the east side into the place for ashes. Then he shall split it at his wing, but he shall not divide it completely. And the priest shall burn it on the altar, on the wood that is on the fire. Is a burnt sacrifice, an offering made by fire. Sweet aroma to Yah. Specification. Praise God and bless his holy name for getting us back home and for finishing this message. Cartrell, Sister Avia, any commentary in this regard?
No.
All praise to the Most High, basically. The Most High put in order how we present sacrifices to him. Prior to this, people were doing it individually. Like Cain offered his sacrifice, Abel offered his sacrifice, Abraham offered a sacrifice, Isaac offered a sacrifice, Jacob offered a sacrifice. Now, the Most High is putting it in an order. You can't just go out there and make sacrifice to the Most High. You have to bring it to the priest.
Exactly.
So this is the beginning of the order of sacrifice. And the sacrifice comes from what? The flock, the herd. He ain't accepting no man as a sacrifice. They try to say the crucifixion was a sacrifice. It don't sound like none of this. Because you had to burn these sacrifices, right, on an altar. And that burnt offering went up as a sweet savour to the Most High. So he don't accept human sacrifice. And the blood was sprinkled on the altar. They didn't drink it. In Christianity, this is the body and the blood of Jesus. You drinking the wine and eating the wafer. Those symbols are off. So we see what true sacrifice is to the Most High. It had to go through the priest. All praises.
All praises.
Yeah.
Those are strict
instructions on what they were doing. Not what people are trying to do today, that's for sure.
Exactly. There's no exceptions. Everything specified and specifications. Praise Yah.
Even how they burnt the wood. There's an order to how they burn the wood, right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
No, you can't do it no any kind of which way. It's true. Okatriel, if you're ready to proceed to your segment of the study, the last segment, we're ready to proceed right along with you.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And I'm going to make the announcement for Okatriel. This song, The Assured Judgment of the Wicked. The Assured Judgment of the Wicked. One last time. Psalm 59, song, The Assured Judgment of the Wicked. To the chief musician said, do not destroy. A mikkum of King David when Saul sent men and they watched the house in order to kill him. A mikkum of King David when King Saul sent men, they watched the house in order to kill him when he was with his first wife. Makosh, praise Yah, his own son-in-law through marriage. All right,
praise Yah. This is why I love King David. How many people write songs when their life is threatened?
Not many, Patrick.
Not many. But it seems like every time King David's life was threatened, he had a song to write about it. That's how confident he was in the Most High. He ain't worried about King Saul trying to kill him. Come on, man. I didn't do nothing to you. I ain't do nothing wicked. And you sending people to kill me? For what?
Mm-hmm.
Why would King Saul try to kill King David? But anyhow, that's what King David was dealing with. He's a mighty warrior in King Saul's army. And unfortunately, King Saul wants to kill him. So you know we off as a people. All praise to the Holy One Israel for our King David, who was poetic in his distress. Psalm 59. Deliver me from my enemies, my Elohim. Set me on high from those who rise up against me. Deliver me from the workers of iniquity. Save me from bloodthirsty men. For behold, they lie in wait for my soul. The mighty gather themselves together against me. Not for my disobedience, nor for my sins, Yah. I have done no wrong, yet they are ready to attack me. Rise up, behold, and help me. You, Yah of hosts, the Elohim of Yisrael, rouse yourself to punish the nations. Show no mercy to the wicked traitors. They return at evening, howling like dogs, and prowl around the city. Behold, they spew with their mouth, swords are in their lips. For they say, who hears us? But you, Yah, laugh at them. You scoff at all the nations. O my strength, I watch for you. For Elohim is my high tower. My Elohim will go before me with his loving kindness. Elohim will let me look at my enemies in triumph. Don't kill them, or my people may forget. Scatter them by your power and bring them down. Yah, our shield, for the sin of their mouth and the words of their lips. Let them be caught in their pride, for the curses and lies which they utter. Consume them in wrath, consume them, and they will be no more. Let them know that the Elohim of Yahweh rules to the ends of the earth. At evening, let them return. Let them howl like a dog and go around the city. They shall wander up and down for food and wait all night if they aren't satisfied. But I will sing of your strength. Yes, I will sing aloud of your loving kindness in the morning. For you have been my high tower, a refuge in the day of my distress. To you, my strength, I will sing praises. For Elohim is my high tower, the Elohim of my mercy. All praises to King David. Hallelujah. That song is pretty self-explanatory. Don't seem like King David was worried about anything or anybody because of his connection with the Most High. And we should have that same type of relationship with our Creator. He ain't no different from us. And we ain't no different from him. We just got to know who to call on. And we have to call on the Most High just like King David did. All praises.
All praises.
Hallelujah.
As Scott Jarrell said, it is self-explanatory. Make sure the tower that you're relying upon is the right tower. And make sure that tower is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov, where you can sing in that tower. You can sing because you're confident of the outcome. And as King David alluded to, I got many enemies. They're scouring around the city at me all day long, so it seems. But even that being said, I'm not focused on them. I'm focused on what the Most High can do for me. And you need to have that very same mindset, just like I can. Dr. always mentions this. He said, King David leaves nuggets. We just to pick them up. It's just that simple. Thank you, Cartrell. Thank you, Sister Abia.
Yes, sir.
Praise God and bless his holy name. Cartrell, Sister Abia, any closing remarks in the comments?
Oh, no. I know my strength and my trust and everything comes through Yah. So I praise him and always. So all I'm going to say is always, trust Yah, obey Yah, praise Yah, and seek Yah always. Shalom, family, and good night. Love you, brothers, and love you, family.
We love you too, sister. Thank you very
yes,
much.
Yes, ma'am. We love you, Sister Abia. No doubt. Most God bless you as well. But for me, this is why I love King David, because we get into his innermost thinking while he's under the rest. This brother's writing songs while people are trying to kill him.
Hallelujah.
That's why I love this man. And what made him mighty was his confidence that the Most High would be there for him. That's why I'm confident. I wouldn't call myself a mighty man, but I have the confidence of King David and the Most High, which is why I don't live in fear. So all praise to King David and the Most High for allowing his words to last even to this generation, to give us inspiration and a way to the Most High, how we connect with him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And Cartrell is so right. You know, your confidence shouldn't lie in yourself or not anyone else for that matter. Your confidence should lie in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yahweh. And have that sort of relationship with him, like a child to his father, a mother. And no, every child is confident in their mother and their father when they're a certain age. So you got to have a certain confidence that a child has in their parents when it comes to the Most High. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Well, you know,
yeah.
You know what, sister? Hallelujah. You know what, Sister Abiyah and Sister Brother Cartier? You know, our confidence got it, our confidence in the Most High got us through this show tonight. They thought they kicked us off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they thought they kicked us off. Wouldn't let me on any kind of which way. Y'all pointed me in the right direction. So
as always, if you're listening, y'all, he's going to always point you in the right way.
Praise y'all.
Oh.
Praise.
They can't stop the truth, though.
No,
they can't stop young girl either.
No, they can't, brother. So, any closing remarks, Katya? I just said,
man, all I can say is again, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Take the opportunity to give thanks and praise to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, for allowing us to be his servants and to share his words with the world. And thank you, Yasu Fari, Sister Abiyah, for being dedicated, devoted to bringing this word to the people. All praises.
All praises.
Okay.
Well, they won't let me control my studio. So I don't have a closing song, but I will sing a song. Got to be true to yourself. Got to be true to y'all. They're good enough. Well, that's all y'all going to get, okay? We love y'all. May the most
keep on
bless
singing.
You. Got to be true to myself.
Yeah, yeah.
Got to be true to y'all.
Oh, my.
You see, I got you a Cindy. Yeah, that's all right, too. We love y'all. May the Most High bless
you.
Shalom.
Blessings.
And good night.